I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, August 31st. Hundreds of more Quincy City employees have agreed to a two-year contract that will provide a 3% raise effective immediately. Unions representing the city's laborers, public building maintenance workers, librarians, and city office clerical and administrative workers all voted to support the agreement that covers the fiscal year that began in July and the prior fiscal year. So far, all of the unions that have acted on the proposal from the Koch administration have approved it. Police and firefighters approved their contracts in late June. The agreement purposely addressed no contractual provisions beyond the 0 and 3% raise, other than it commits the Koch administration and the unions to begin negotiating for a longer three-year contract as soon as possible. Negotiations with the Quincy Teachers Union are ongoing. Police are asking for help identifying a suspect who reportedly robbed a Rockland Trust Bank in Braintree yesterday morning. Police were called to the Rockland Trust on Washington Street in Braintree Square just after 11 a.m. Upon arrival, they were informed that a suspect had walked into the bank and gave a note to the teller. There was reportedly no weapon seen. Suspect then reportedly left the bank on foot with an undisclosed amount of cash. He's described as a 5'10" white male, weighing about 170 pounds, last seen wearing a blue shirt, dark pants, a white cap, and a surgical mask. Anybody with information is asked to contact Braintree Police. Nearly 6 months after one derailed, the MBTA's new Orange Line trains are getting back on track. MBTA spokesman Joe Pescatore said two of the four new Orange Line trains that the agency pulled from service in March are now back in service after the first returned to the tracks on August 20th, and the third and fourth are set to be reintroduced sometime next month. However, riders may have to wait a bit longer before they can once again step onto a new Red Line train, which officials had hoped would be back this summer. According to Pescatore, the single new Red Line train debuted by the T last winter won't be back before the end of the year as crews continue to address the issues that caused the Orange Line derailment. It's also too early to say if any additional new Red Line trains will be entering service this year. T officials pulled all five new CRRC-manufactured Orange and Red Line trains from service to investigate the cause of the slow-speed Orange Line derailment on March 16th. Jeff Gonville, the T's deputy general manager, said during a meeting in June that truck pads that helped the trains turn, which investigators later found had been abnormally wearing down, were more than likely one of the key contributing factors to the Orange Line derailment, along with issues with the track switch. The incident resulted in no injuries, although video released this past June revealed a small fiery explosion outside of the cars. It also resulted in the third and longest time that the new Orange Line cars have been taken out of service, just the latest setback in the agency's efforts to replace its aging fleet with more spacious, modern six-car trains. Production delays and the COVID pandemic have also delayed the project's timeline. According to the most recent schedule, the new 152-car fleet of Orange Line trains will be fully delivered by April of 2023, 15 months later than initially planned. Meantime, the 252 new Red Line cars are set to be fully in service by September 2024, a year later than the original schedule. Governor Baker may be imposing a strict COVID-19 vaccine mandate for tens of thousands of Massachusetts state government workers, but he says he's leaving it up to local school districts to make the same decision for teachers. While a number of governors around the country have implemented statewide vaccine requirements for teachers, the governor said that he believes such policies belong on the local level in Massachusetts. At the same time, the governor said he hopes most school districts will consider it. In Massachusetts, two of the state's largest teachers' unions, the Boston Teachers Union and the Massachusetts Teachers Association, have also come out in support of vaccine requirements for their members. The Mass teachers also support requiring the vaccine for all eligible students. Those same groups had criticized Baker for his previous decision to allow schools to decide whether to impose in-school mask mandates. The state reversed course earlier this month, ordering universal masking in K-12 schools until at least October, with vaccine benchmarks for relaxing the mandate after that. Here in Quincy, Superintendent Kevin Mulvey says there will be no vaccine mandates for teachers, staff, or students. About 2,000 schools in the state will take part in coronavirus testing this year. After touring a vaccine clinic at an Everett school, the governor told reporters he hopes everyone does what they can to keep students and adults safe at school. That is double the number of schools that participated last spring. In Quincy, there will also be pooled COVID testing with a parent's permission. Despite the fact that there were no vaccines for the majority of the school year last year, the governor said weekly testing proved that masks and protocols were effective. State Department of Public Health reported 4,081 new confirmed COVID cases and 10 additional deaths in the state yesterday after no reports over the weekend. Health officials said the total number of confirmed cases in the state is now over 708,000. The total number of confirmed deaths is now almost 18,000. There were over 175,000 total new tests reported. As of yesterday, the seven-day weighted average of positive tests in Massachusetts, just over 2.5%. There are 603 people currently hospitalized for a coronavirus-related illness and 156 patients in intensive care. The chair of Mass General Hospital's Emergency Medicine Department has been named president. Dr. David Brown will take over from longtime Mass General President Dr. Peter Slavin on September 18th. Brown is also a Harvard Medical School professor and interim president of Cooley Dickinson Healthcare in Northampton. Brown has led the Emergency Medicine Department of Mass General since 2013 and was vice chair for a decade before that, where he has led the training of clinicians, educators, scientists, and policy experts. Brown received his undergraduate degree at Princeton, his medical degree at Columbia University College of Physicians and Surgeons, and completed his residency at Mass General. Slavin, who announced he was stepping down in April, was president of Mass General for about 18 years. Check of business news this morning. Stocks were mixed. The Dow was down 55. The NASDAQ was up 136. The S&P added 19. Asian stocks also mixed. The dollar fell. The euro was up. Oil at $69 a barrel. Sports. Tampa Bay beat the Red Sox 6-1. Back at it in Florida tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, partly cloudy, warm and humid, high of 86 degrees. For tonight, cloudy, muggy, a low of 66. Tomorrow, hazy sunshine with scattered showers in the afternoon, high of 78 degrees. Heavy rain beginning late tomorrow night and through the day on Thursday as the effects of what was Hurricane Ida move through, with the highs Thursday in the upper 60s. Should clear out for Friday with a high 73. Out on the water, waves about a foot, light westerly winds. The high tide, 6:41 a.m. and 6:55 p.m. Sun rose at 6:08, sets at 7:18. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, August 31st.